the California Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that a lower court must reconsider its decision to uphold reduced payments to solar panel owners. It's a victory for the more than 2 million rooftop solar systems in California, more than any other state. The Center for Biological Diversity was one of the three petitioners. Arguing its case was Roger Lynn, an attorney with the center's Energy Justice Program.
It was a long fight with the Public Utilities Commission and other parties as well. This case, the rooftop solar debate, has produced a significant amount of controversy and debate, largely revolving around how we value rooftop solar. Do we consider the societal benefits, the climate benefits, the benefits to local air quality, to resilience during power outages? Should the Public Utilities Commission have considered those benefits? They did not. And even though the statute that required the Public Utilities Commission to conduct an analysis and produce the net metering tariff required them to look at all of these benefits.
The California Supreme Court said the appeals court made a mistake by siding too easily with state regulators, despite a 1998 state law directing courts not to grant regulators such automatic deference. Pro-solar attorneys argued that the commission ignored the environmental benefits of rooftop solar and drastically cut solar credits under its new net metering policy.
The legislature said rooftop solar is a key tool to address the climate emergency, so we really need to make sure that it keeps growing. And failing to look at all of the benefits of rooftop solar, in particular local benefits, particularly egregious error that I think the commission made in deciding to basically gut rooftop solar.
The court rejected arguments from the Utilities Commission and the three big investor-owned utilities, including PG&E and Southern California Edison.
It was anti-consumer, anti-worker, and we finally get a chance.
That was Dave Rosenfield of the Solar Rights Alliance, who welcomed the ruling. He says utilities oppose competition from rooftop solar and accuses the California Public Utilities Commission of acting on their behalf.
Rooftop solar adoptions today are where they were 10 years ago. The CPUC, with the direction of Governor Gavin Newsom, has made rooftop solar more expensive for everyday people than ever before. The rooftop solar industry has fallen off a cliff. We've seen now more than 20,000 jobs have been lost. We've seen good working class jobs go away, and consumers just have less choices, and the utilities get to run roughshod over consumers more than ever.
While the state Supreme Court did not rule on the legality of the utility cuts, it sent the case back for a full review.
The fight is not over yet. We are due to go back to the Court of Appeal for them to look at the merits, but the Supreme Court did side with our arguments that focused on amendments to how courts review Public Utilities Commission decisions.
According to Google's Project Sunroof, if all viable rooftops in California used solar power, it would cut 216 million metric tons of carbon dioxide from the environment, the equivalent of taking 47 million cars off the road for 1 year.
Obviously, we have a long road to hoe. We obviously need to argue our case before the Court of Appeal. But if the Court of Appeal sides with us, and ultimately kicks this whole thing back to the CPUC, it'll be a real opportunity for consumers to get another shot at influencing the CPUC and getting them maybe to actually take the side of consumers for once.
KPFA News reached out to the CPUC for comment, but our request has not been returned as of this broadcast. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.